T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brandon Graham show at 5 o'clock tonight makes his debut. Talk to the star of the Super Bowl, BG. You know what the thing about it is, though, Mike?
Yep.
Like, I want to, like, bring on the Super Bowl to him, but it's already entering week two, so obviously we'll mention it because he did make maybe the biggest play in Eagles history during the Super Bowl. But, yeah, now it's the regular season, and you got a game ahead of you in Tampa that, you know, you thought you're going down there, and it's Ryan Fitzpatrick, like, oh, hi, yeah, Fitzpatrick, whatever.
Don't be surprised if he sort of gives you the Heisman with the Super Bowl stuff.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no, they're focused on 2018, as they should be. The line is already out for the game against Tampa, and the Eagles are 3-point road favorites. Now, that would make sense if Tampa would have came out and looked like the Tampa or even been competitive,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't seem like Las Vegas is that worried or that impressed with the Buccaneers' performance yesterday.
Are you not buying Fitzy?
Doesn't seem like it. I'm not buying Fitzy long term.
Well, no, not long term. But
week two,
I mean, he's gonna be at home. They're gonna be ready to go.
Yeah.
They're coming off a big win. They got the defending champs coming in. You know, it's gonna be a sellout down there.
Yeah, because all the Eagles fans are gonna be down.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, there'll be some Eagle fans down there for sure. But it should be a game filled with a lot of energy. Should be.
Yeah, man. They have some. They have some talented offensive players on that team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. It's a young team. Like I said, the Eagles, man, the Eagles got to get some things fixed.
They do.
Still offensively. They got to get some things fixed offensively. Defense, I'm perfectly fine with. Offensively, they have to get some things fixed.
But I guess what I'm asking is, I mean, you can fix stuff, but you can't – I think they're lacking what they don't have, right? Like, they got to fix Nick Foles, and that will go a long way into making that offense better. But if they're just going to throw two-yard passes to Nelson Aguilar all the time because there's nobody else that's open downfield, that is trouble.
Yep.
Trouble. To the phones, Bob in Marlton, New Jersey. Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
What up, Bob?
Good. I caught a little bit of the Tampa Bay game, and I couldn't tell if it was a poor pass rush or New Orleans' inability to keep up with speedsters like Deshaun and the rest of them.
Well, the one touchdown D-Jag had, his first one, I think, was just a blown coverage. He's wide open in the middle of the field. Nobody was covering him.
Yeah, it looked like he was wide open on most of them, these guys, when they made their catches. That's why I'm wondering, you know, if it was just a New Orleans just couldn't keep up with these guys. And if the thing is they couldn't keep up with them, I'm assuming our guys can. And I'm also assuming that our pass rush is a lot better, and it would give a Ryan Fitzpatrick, a lot of headaches.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think we certainly have a better defense than the Saints. Mike Evans was blown by Marshawn Lattimore. He certainly had him man-to-man everywhere he went, and Mike Evans had a big game. But I think our defense is much better, particularly our pass rush. Our pass rush should be able to get to, 6 feet, barely, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'm also thinking we should be able to do it without a lot of blitzes. I mean, because I think we need the guys back there. If we're going to play mostly zone, we're going to need guys back there because judging the way these guys were getting open, they were looking for holes in the zone when they could find it, and they'd just stand there. Of course, he had all day to throw, too.
No, he did. He did. And I wouldn't expect him to have that type of time against the Eagles. I will say this. You know, coverage-wise, Atlanta found ways to get Julio open.
Yeah, they did.
So you know Tampa is going to look at that film and see what Atlanta was doing and how the Eagles were playing defense against Julio. They weren't necessarily up on the line challenging him. It was almost as if they wanted to just keep him in front of them.
Yeah, they almost given it to him.
Yeah.
Because they weren't scoring.
Right.
Right. So
they didn't want to get ran by.
Right. Yeah, you're right. No, I mean, it really does become a chess match to where, what did Tampa do? Jim Schwartz and his staff is looking, what did Tampa do? How do I stop that?
Mm-hmm.
And Tampa's looking at, okay, well, you know, what do we do against Nick Foles? What can we do against,
sure,
against this defense? Do you have concerns about the Eagles' offense? On Twitter, at Mark Cerise, WIP. Not surprisingly, 75% say no, they'll be fine.
Wow. Really? That must be the Carson Wentz effect. It has to be.
I mean,
really?
When I look around the league, right, and yeah, I look at Kansas City and the young dynamic players that they have, and they're deep too.
Mm. Oh yeah.
And Mahomes looks like he's gonna be
that
good.
That dude got a rifle arm.
Holy cow! And yeah, he can run. Mm-hmm. He's athletic. I mean, really, you just kind of look at watch a lot of the games yesterday. There are the New Orleans, Tampa Bay, on both sides of those teams right there. There are young, fast, dynamic players on offense all around this league. And then I look at the Eagles, and here's the other thing. Even when Alshon comes back, when is that going to be, and how good is he going to be?
Well, he's certainly not going to blaze trails down the field.
He never was.
Yeah, that's
right?
That's not him. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
big guy.
Do I have concerns about the Eagles' offense? Even when Carson Wentz comes back, I don't know if Carson Wentz solves all the issues this offense has.
Solves a lot of them.
It does.
Yeah.
So I would say the offensive line is the biggest argument to where it's like the offense will be fine because the line will protect the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I just – Doug can't rely on a trick play every week to get the offense going.
Right.
He can't. He can't do Philly every week when the offense isn't doing anything.
No,
right. That was the spark in that game.
Yeah, we can't do Philly every week.
Eagles fans, are you really not concerned at all based on what you've seen and what you've seen around the rest of the league? 888-729-9494. Eddie in Ocean City. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
How are you?
What up, Eddie?
Good. How you guys doing?
All right.
So I just wanted to mention that at least three of the games in the past two seasons where people were really worried about Foles, it was bad weather and it was rainy, and both quarterbacks put up a crappy performance. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the two Atlanta games and maybe the Giants game last year. Everyone's really worried, but both quarterbacks underperformed. They were defensive, slippery, muddy games.
What
and then?
Whoa. That game was not messy the other night. Weather had nothing to do.
There was a thunderstorm going on the whole day. You don't
think
the
before the game.
Wet.
Before the game.
You can't dry off a field in an hour.
Come on, man.
I didn't see many people slipping, Eddie.
Come on, man.
Well, I saw our tight ends drop the ball all night. In fact,
was it raining during the game?
We had Ertz drop two passes in a row for a first down. And
that was weather related?
The rookie guy, I'm just saying, he hit these guys right in the hands. The rookie got hit and hobbled an interception. I mean, you also had Mike Wallace. He hit him deep, and the guy had grabbed both his arms and pulled his arms away with total pass.
But he underthrew him on that play, Eddie.
He did underthrow him a little bit, but he was there for the catch, and he was interfered with. I mean, a couple little tweaks and changes, you'll be talking about a 250 yards and two touchdowns. I mean, he hit Goddard in the end zone, but he was a little shy on that, but I think a couple tweaks make a huge difference, and I wouldn't panic.
We'll see.
Okay, that sounds better, though, Eddie. We can't go with the weather excuse, though. Come on, man.
I'm just saying there's a couple games there where it was sloppy. Maybe
You do know the Browns scored 21 points in a downpour yesterday.
I understand.
Okay. That's all.
All right, Eddie. Appreciate it, man.
The weather wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
The Browns managed to score 21.
What a bad game that was, too.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Ben must be crushed this weekend. Pittsburgh, it's his favorite team's Pittsburgh ties, and the Pitt Panthers could absolutely totally.
Dude, that may have been the worst football game I've ever been in my life. It poured rain for 3.5 hours, and the team did like. And you probably didn't watch the game, but like they,
I did.
Pitt didn't even Some try. Pitt didn't even try in that game. It was
No. They did early. They tried.
Yeah, they tried.
Then they realized they had no chance.
Right. It was also one of the worst games I've ever seen. And the first half, I think they had a combined like 40 passing yards. It was like watching football from 1920.
And it was great. James Franklin's running up the score, throwing the ball late.
Yeah, we left in the third quarter.
Yeah, I bet you did. Dan in Abington. Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Danny, how are you, brother?
What's up, Dan?
I'm all right. Hey, listen, I hear about you guys talking about having dynamic players, but what I really think we're missing is the offensive coordinator, Frank Reich. What do you guys think?
Huh. Ike?
Huh. Well, it's only it's only one game.
It's only one difference, you know?
No, you're right. I mean, he and John DeFilippo, who was the red zone coordinator for the team. Yeah, I want to give Doug more than one game with the play design, the play calling. I will say this. Thursday night's game plan left a little bit to be desired out there, right? I mean, right? Other than the Philly play, it wasn't a whole lot of creativity to the offense Thursday night.
I mean, yeah, it was kind of lackluster. It was kind of boring, honestly.
I mean,
was it a little bit boring your offense, the players aren't all that good?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, Nelson has the ability to go down the field. We saw him score deep balls last year.
Sure.
I mean, was every play designed for him to be 5 yards down the field?
I didn't see him anywhere else.
Right. Like, was that by design? I don't know if that's Doug looking at the offense and saying, this is all we can do.
You know why I think it is? Because Darren Sproles early in the first half, Doug even said after the game and then the following day, that the idea of having him in there that early was to try to give a spark to the offense and give a look that they probably weren't expecting.
Right.
Because Doug looks at it and says, well, how are we going to score? Right? And he thought that Sproles coming in, doing some running, getting underneath the defensive lineman, doing this, doing that, may give the offense some spark. Because let's face it, preseason is preseason.
Right.
But it's also the only thing that we've seen this year outside of the first game.
Yeah, but what that also tells me is that Doug saw what we saw in the preseason. That it wasn't just preseason. Like everybody wants to brush it under the rug and say, they clearly don't feel that way. And that's why they are scouring the waiver wire for players.
Dez Bryant, Ben, I already know what Ike's going to say. Dez Bryant?
But they got to do something.
They got to do something, man.
Look, I'm not going to sit here and say it's gloom and doom with the offense. Like they're going to hell, it's over. Because Carson's going to come back, Alshon's going to come back. If you think that this team is just magically going to come out next week and not have the same problems they had last week, like if they win this game, it's going to be because of their defense. The offense is bad. Like they have Ajayi, they have Clement, they can run the ball, but their forte is not running the ball. That's not what their offense is built around. They're not going to win if they're just trying the same thing with like, oh, we're just going to throw inside to Goddard and Ertz. That's what hurt them in 2016 was they had inside targets, but they didn't have wide receivers, and that's why Carson was bad in 2016. It wasn't just rookie stuff. It was they didn't have anybody to throw to.
But Ike, would you agree that defenses will know that, and they'll say, well, we're not going to let Ertz beat us for 10, 12 yards a chunk. You're going to have to, the wide receivers are going to have to beat us. They're going to take everything away underneath, right?
Yeah, they're going to try to take away your strength. Yeah, if your strength is throwing the ball down the hashes, which is what Nick likes doing more than throwing the ball on the outside, they're going to zero in on Zach Ertz and Nelson Agholor. Nelson's in the slot more. Like, they even had him on the outside, but I don't know if they threw the ball to him when he was lined up outside.
Yeah, well, we didn't see much.
Rashard Perryman, we got to look him up. And I know he's a former first-round pick.
He was a former first-round pick with time left on his contract.
Yeah, like
that's how much Baltimore loved him. They cut him with time left on his first-round contract.
Yeah. He's a former first-round pick from like 2 years ago, right?
I think
two or 3 years
15.
Ago. 15? Okay. Let me look at him, man.
Brahim in Jacksonville. Brahim.
What's happening, fellas? Hey, I need both of y'all to calm down, man, a little bit, man.
Talk to me.
Like y'all have no faith in his coaching staff, his offensive line, and his defensive line, man. Like, the first thing I saw with that Tampa game yesterday, first thing I said in my head is, there's no way Tampa's doing that to us. Because, one, we saw the Saints' defense last year that they were garbage. And our defense is just not garbage. Mike Evans is not running roughshod all over us, dude, and at least not getting in the end zone like that. Mm. And on top of that, Doug, we saw Doug put together a different game plan than the preseason. Like, y'all know he didn't show anything in the preseason. Yes, the guys didn't execute. We saw Ertz drop about 3-4 balls. We saw Dallas Goedert get hit on a good ball, but he got through an interception. Jay Ajayi ran roughshod when he needed to. Doug may have used Darren Sproles a little too much in the first half.
Yep.
But Doug said he made some mistakes. He's going to learn from them. Like, I'm telling y'all, man, the game plan that Doug puts together on Sunday, that coach does not have anything for Doug, man. See, I mean, y'all just got to calm down and just...
I can't calm down.
I'm just saying, Tampa Bay is not going to... their coach is not going to out-coach Doug. He's just not going to do it.
They got a new offensive coordinator down there, man. He put up 48 points, or 41, I think he scored on defense. They put up 41 points in this first game.
On that garbage defense, man. Our defensive line is going to kill them, dude.
The Saints did not get a sack. So Brahim, I guess you're right. The name of the game is if you get
a... But did they not get a sack because Tampa's offensive line blocked that well?
No.
I mean, we're just not going to give Tampa
Saints
any
stink.
Credit.
Saints defense stinks.
The Saints stink.
I'm not giving Tampa any credit. All I'm saying is that I don't believe that Tampa can put up that many points on our defense.
Oh, yeah, we agree with that. Yeah.
But the Eagles offense is going to put up what the Saints offense put up.
That's the thing, Raheem. That's the thing. Tampa may not need to put up 48. This isn't about the Eagles' defense. This is about the Eagles' offense. And you're talking about Doug didn't game plan in the summertime. Did he game plan for Thursday night, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
He did game plan for Thursday night. What do we have, like a total of 200 yards offense?
It wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot.
So, and by the way, today is Bashard Perryman's birthday, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, today is his birthday. So they bring him in. Did we sign him or are we just working him out?
They're working him out.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see him being signed.
Glad they got him before his birthday. Tomorrow wouldn't be a good workout.
No, yeah, he'd be a little step slower.
Oh, man.
Maybe a headache. I don't know. Yeah, no, I know everything I need to know about Perryman.
What?
What? Baltimore drafts him and cuts him?
Yeah, the guy who drafted him.
A first-round draft pick?
The guy that drafted him is here.
No, Ozzie Newsome.
Wasn't Joe Douglas with him?
Well, he was in the front office.
Well, that's what I mean. You know what I'm saying. You do realize why we're getting Baltimore players here, right? You know there's Joe Douglas connection,
Joe.
Right? Okay, so then that's where I'm going with this.
I got you. Yeah, I'd rather have Dez.
Well.
And I don't even want to be that guy.
Yeah.
That's like, go get Dez Bryant. I don't want to be that guy. That's not my style. Go get him.
They
need to do something. Receiver's an issue right now, and I don't know what's changing. When you have a totally torn rotator cuff, right,
mm-hmm.
and you're a wide receiver who relies not on speed but going up and making plays on the ball.
Catch radius?
Yeah, man. I mean, is he going to come back? Yeah, he's going to come back. Is he going to be effective when he comes back? That's a whole different story with Alshon. 888-729-9494. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, you do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.